10 to 11, as opposed to, you know, tomorrow we'll be back to regular, two shiurim, the need at 9:30 to 10:30, and the 11 to 12, the Kiddush Lubav.
You still have to be a
Yeah.
So I had
to
hopefully
read through Yud. Yeah, Yud Aleph is here. You know, yesterday's shiur was a very interesting shiur, but the topic, if you have a suffix brachas, could you just open the Gemara and read the bracha from the Gemara in the context of learning?
Wow.
Like, say, that's a very fascinating topic. So, you know. I was speaking to Rabbi Bari about it yesterday, and so he was you see, if you don't have a Masorah for this type of thing, then it's strange. Even though Rabbi David Feinstein, you know, mentioned it to me once, and it would be his. I wouldn't have thought it would be his style either, because it comes. The earliest source we found yesterday. And from the Chozer Milublin, you know, that type of, was not one of the sources that we normally quote in the halachic context necessarily. I'm not saying he's not Roy Bekaf, but I'm just saying it's not one of the. That he's the one who, that was his practice. He's the one who, I don't know if he was the first one to say such a thing, but he's the one that says, I have a suffix brachas, suffix whether I can still say Kiddush Levana or not. So you open up the riff in the end of the fourth parak of Brachas, and it says "My Mevarech Amara," and then you say,
"Who says you have to say
So you have to. So you have to.
Yeah.
That's yesterday.
Why the riff not for 1 month of tomorrow itself? It's a
Because that's where you'll have to.
This
is all covered in yesterday's share. Okay, it's not half an hour, it's online.
You have to pack it.
I have to pack it as well. Packets did not escape as of yet. Even though I did a major cleaning in the office of the old packets, but I figured the Kiddush Levana ones, I still keep till... Now, the Bnei Yisachar says, even though the Chozer Milublin did this thing, with the Makom Safik, he would open the Gemara and say "My Mevarech," but he says "My Mahalach" is different. My Mahalach is to say instead of saying "Baruch Atah Hashem Melkeinu Melech Haolam Asher," whatever, I would say "Brich Rachmana," but he would say it in Aramaic. So the assumption being that Al Atzad that you need the bracha, so "Brich Rachmana" could count, but "Brich Rachmana" will be which we call a Brich Rachmana will not be a Bracha Levatol. No, Bahai Malka. Now, where is the source of Brich Rachmana? The Gemara is the Gemara in the sixth paragraph of Brachas of Memam Beis. Binyamin Raya. So the Gemara says, Binyamin Raya, Karach Rifta. So Binyamin Raya, Binyamin the shepherd, who, you know, had bread, and he broke bread, and he said, "Amar brich morei the high pita." Right? So the Gemara says, "Brich rachmona the high pita," he said. So Amar Rav Yotza. Amar Rav called brach shei bar skar shei meina. Bracha, the Amar Rich Rachmana Morei, the High Pita. Now, what does he be Yotze? So here, the mercy is Yotze benching. Fabina Sholos Brachas, my Yotze Gomer Nami Yotze Yidei Bracha Rishon. Because if you say Rich Rachmana, the High Pita, Yotze the first of the three brachas of benching. So, right. So that's the. Yes. So if you take a look, in the Sefer Maram Shik on the Tarik Mitzvahs on page 10-11, if you look in the page 11 on the left side, he says here in the Maram Shik, wrote on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so he says, Chei Shemati V'Pi Maran Hagon Baal Chasam Sofer V'Cheinu B'Chudush Avach V'Esh Perkam Ezer Dorm D'Gam Ba'Omar B'Rich Rachmona D'Hai Pita Im Hulu Batala Over Mishum Lo Sisa. He says from the Chasam Sofer that no, that if it's levatal, if you need it, if you're definitely chayiv, then you say brich rachmana, the high pita, and you yotze. But if it's levatala, then you also, just because you did it in Aramaic, it's also a brach levatala. Avagam dulom shon targum rak kinoi, v'ochia keim loshon aran, because of nitzach, aske Hashem, lo hiyon chachom mitakonosam, shem yaske Hashem levatala, o korchad afil, Loshen Targum Gamke Lotzorech Shalol Lotzorech Over Mishim Brach Levatola Kach Kosov Shom Dim Adam Mesupak Im Ein Yochol Lassos Peshal Omar V'loshen Brich Rachmona Digam Bezei Yesh Chashash Levatola. So Chasam Sofer says that it's not going to help, that if it's Levatala, it's Levatala even in Aramaic.
Would be the Eichot Temso to use, it accounts to those who suggest the Aramaic, is that for people who would even say the Prophet took Tazayim, is that because it's a Machlok, it's about Tazayim?
Exactly. That kind of case.
In Yudzayim, one holds.
That type of a case.
Well, if you somebody who counts from the Kodesh, not from the Bala.
Yeah, okay, you got it. I see you listen to the Shiur.
No, I learned it.
Yeah.
He says there probably will be the Magna Brahma saying the statement tomorrow. Saying Brit Rahmana, that probably wouldn't go. I think to say, like the items that we mentioned yesterday, the items of Omer Abram.
Right, the items
of Cypher, maybe even saying in the Gemara, Brit Rahmana, Mari Dahai, he's saying that.
Right, to learn that piece of Gemara.
Piece of Gemara, and say it's the truth, and say it was the way it's.
So let's take a look now at the rest of the Maram Shik from the beginning. So he first quotes you for the Rambam Hilchos Shavuos in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. Page 5. Says the Rambam, the lo shvua l'shav milvad hi she'asura el afilu haskir shem en ha'shemes ha'miyuchadim levatolo osur af al pi shelo nishpa. So in other words, shvua shav is osur, and afilu haskir shem en ha'shemes ha'miyuchadim levatolo osur is just to say shame. One of Hashem's names, the Vatala, is Osir. Aval Pishalo Nishpash, right? Kost of Mitzvah Omer Liras Hashem Hanichba Vahnoira. Lachlal Yerosu Shalayas Kiru Levatala. That's right, If you maskil vatola, then it's a chisaron in yira. Fichachim im ta'a haloshen hotzi shem levatola imar biad vishabach vifar vihadelo kidei shlo yizeskel vatola. Right, so that's the idea that if you maskil vatola, then you should do something to praise Hashem's name right away. Ketzad omar Hashem, he said to Hashem, omer baruch hu la'olam v'ed, o gadol hu l'olam v'od, kiyotibo, toshav o yehei levatola. So that's the that's what the Rambam says.
That's what we do when we say
it. Yeah. So he says, but it has to be shem and hashemus habiyuchadim, So then he says, so back in the Maram Shek, he says, "Oh no, Mashkaz Rambam, you know the Shem Shemayim, Eino Chayev Al Davu Shem Amiyuchah." It's a Tev Gedol. Ha Rambam Yolach, Motzim Shemayim Vatol Motzisa. Rambam says Motzisa is Shem Shemayim Vatola. Perk Bay is Pasuk Chayev Gamal Kinuyim. Because if you look here. In the Rambam, page 3, says Echad Nishma Nishma Acham B'Shem B'Yuchad O Be'Echad Men Akinuyim. So Shnishma B'Shmo Mishishmo Chanun, Mishmo Rachum, Mishishmo Erech Apayin. So those are Kinuyim. So Harez Tayotiv B'Mcholoshan Harez the Shvul Gemura. So that's the Shvul Gemura. And therefore, if you have a shvu like that, that's an improper shvu, but you use one of the kinuyim, so the Maram Shuk is asking. The Rambam seems to say, Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala is only the Shem HaMiyuchad, but isn't the source Lo Sisa, doesn't he say you violate Lo Sisa and kinuyim? So he says, to answer that, he says, Nirlan he has dated that Ramam Asfu Biersham so Ferakil Hashruas, page 11, Shim, Hotzi Shem Shemayim Vatala, Yomar Chachach Sheva Chaadi Hazak Lamarom. Melly Loya Chachach Vatala. Zeb Yushad De Ramam. Olam Svile, Al Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala, Chayev Gam Alakinuim. As the Ramam Svile, Mechlal Shem Hamayuchad, who call Hashem Shein and Mechakim, Akinuim, who Akinuim urachum chanun. Im kein hosi shem shema she'enu mechalkim. Lo omar hashevach chayim shemayim shem shemayim vatala. She'en kein im omar hakinuim shu chanun rachum shu gam kein hashevach shu chanun shakavod amishu chanun. It means the merciful one. It means Hashem was the mercy. Meila lo hosi vatala. He's saying, in other words, what do we say? If you say Hashem's name, so what do you got to do? You got to praise it right away. Right. So right. But if he says kinuyim, shulchanun rachum, shugamkin hashevach, shulchanun shachavon mishachanun, mei lo hotzim latola. He's saying like if you say shem Hashem, Hashem, kel ra, you know, one of his hands. Elokim, whatever. So you said Alavatola, so then you, but if you're using the Kinuyim, then the Kinuyim themselves have the praise built in. Maybe Lahotzi Lavatola. Okay, Mavarch Baracha Lavatola, Kosov Shav Rambam, Stam Chayav Kim and Rach Atzmahu Lavatola, Kosov Stam the Over Alof Sisa. אבל אין מי מוצא שם שמיים ובטלו שופר חוסר ורמם דיין דווקא בשם המיוחד In other words, if you're saying a bracha, of it's a latala to latala, but he's just saying the Shem Hashem. Because overall, well, in Moshe Shem Shemayim latala Shapir, because Rabbi Nachman Zafkin B'Shem HaSamichadim. Because if it's not the Shem HaSamichadim, it's the Kinuyim, so it wouldn't be levatala, because Lamaisa, you're praising, right? So it's like built in, the kapara is built in, so to speak. So Bamela what? Bamela. Okay, how's he shame? Yeah. So if you multi shame, may shame or shame, Lomar Hashavach. So he's multi shame Shemayim Latal. If he says Kinuyim, so that's not Levatala. But Bevarach Bracha Levatala, because of a Rambam, the Chayiv came in Habracha Atzmahu Levatala. But by a Bracha, it's the Bracha's Levatala. Because of Stam the Over Al Lo Sisa. There was a separate din of bracha levatala.
Is that,
how many
talking about? We're talking about
there. Right. But where does he say the din of, let's see where he says the din of bracha levatala. He says, in Perek Aleph, in Perek 6, Halacha Tezvav, Kol Mavarach Baruch Hashem Tzvicha, Rizin Ozei Shei Shemayim Lashav, Rekadish Bo Lashav. So the Kol Mavarach Baruch Hashem, so if you Mavarach Baruch Hashem Tzvicha, so then what? That's like Nishbo, so that's a separate Isser. It's all included in Lo Sisa. Hosei Shem Shem Hashem is in the home. Yeah. Melo Chach Mavarech Baracha Levatala Chosef Shavarab Mustam Tachayim came into Baracha Atzmahu Levatala. The bracha is levatala. Where is it? Because of stam the overall lo sisa. Well, the Indian mostly shemaim levatala shapik kasher ramadan dafkim shemus amichadim. Because he's saying that, but by bracha, so it doesn't have to be shemus amichadim. It could be. Because Lamaisa, if he's just saying Shem Shemayim Latala, so Shem is a Yichad, there was going to be a problem. You say Kinoi, technically it's also a problem. But Lamaisa, he rectified it. Because he said Rachum, referring to Hashem, Latala, but you praised it at the same time.
So why
did Bracha
listen to that?
So by a Bracha.
You're allowed to erase it.
A bracha, so what is he saying? By a bracha, b'varach bracha levatala, chai came in the bracha atzmahu levatala, because it's time to over al osisa. Well, even most of Shem Shemayim levatala, shopping at 9 dafum Shem as you become them. So it's still a bracha. You see from the Gemara, it's a bracha. Birch Rachman, it's a bracha. So the bracha levatala is still, it's still levatala. But when you say Shem Hashem, that's a zilzal of the Shem Hashem.
So if you say Birch Rachman, what's the tikkun for that? When you say
you
say, okay, you have
a ticket to say Rachman. You have to say whatever.
For shame.
For shame, right.
When you say the Aramaic.
Right, when you say the Aramaic, So you say the Aramaic are praises already.
So why is it? Why is this? What has to do with Schumann saying the Aramaic?
Because you're making a, if you don't need it, then you did a. There was a separate din of making a brachal of atala.
But you're still saying, when you're saying berich ratmon of day himself, you're saying a shevach. Saying berich ratmon.
Right, but the issue is not on. You see, there are two things. You say the Shem Hashem of atala, you blurt out Hashem's name. So that's a zilzal. Right? Motzi Shem Shemayel of atala.
You can be misakin it by saying.
And the Rambam learns it out from Lo Sisa. But Lo Sisa's even on. And then we have another din of Brachel of Atala.
Why is it another din? That's what we don't understand. Why is it another din? Why is it different from saying Hashem?
Two different ways of violating the Isser of Los Sisa. You're able to do this. You're a Borei Priya Eitz. We're not saying you're a Rachel Mechanon. Those are direct Shavach.
He's not describing the character.
The coil. Yeah, but that's not enough.
So when the person is Rachel Mechanon, really, he's technically not being Oro Lo Sisa because it's a.
Because
it's Ramei
Lo Shema. It's not nothing. Right. It's like a... Right. You're saying Hashem Hashem, but it's okay because you said it in the way of Hashem. Right. Now, the most famous, you know, it's really not right that I started with Maram Shik and not with the Tshuva of Rabbi Kiv Eger, because the most famous is the Tshuva of... You told somebody you learned this topic, and you don't tell them that you learned Shuvas Rabbi Kiv Eger Simcha Chafei, they'll feel like, you know. Like, there's certain things, you gotta realize, there's certain things that you're speaking on a certain topic, and you don't quote this particular mocker, I'll tell you a story, maybe not for the recorder. If you don't say this mocker, okay, you can find some other mocker from some. But if you don't say this mocker, then you know. So you got to speak about Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Kivei Chafei on page 14, that someone who said he wanted to be mechadish, that the Mishnah is stopping in Birach Halal, so therefore you just say it Balosh and Las. Mishnah Kosev Hashach, the Shem Balosh and Las, Eino. Yes. The Shem Balosh and Chol, Eino Shem. That's the Shach, the famous Shach. Got, right? Is not a shame. Mutul Mochko. That's the famous discussion. In other words, if you say like the Shach, that the shame laz is not a shame, So then, whenever you have a suffix, just say the shame laws, and you didn't violate. But it still maybe could count as the bracha, like we see in the Gemara, Brich Rachmana, the high pita. So he rejects that, Rabbi Kivei. So God is, it might not be a shame, and you can be morchik it, right? Like it can be more like the word rachum, right? But it's not a shame, it's kinui, and kinuim is considered shmur gemura, so therefore it's considered, and he's comparing shmur and the bracha, so it's good, so therefore he says, therefore it's asa. Therefore you didn't gain anything. If you need the bracha, fine. But if you don't need the bracha, then in the chanami it's going to be a bracha of matala.
How do you feel? Then why are you allowed to
be mochik? Because.
We are.
We're actors. You got it.
So
what's the head?
Tall
beer. So what's the beer? it's not Shem Hashem, so you can be mocheh. Right? Rachum Chanu, it's not Shem Hashem, you can be mocheh. But when you need Shem Hashem in a bracha or in a shmua, kinoi is Shem Hashem Lagabe, the greater corporation of the bracha. But that word itself is not Shem Hashem. But we need to make the shvua into a shvua or a thing.
Let's say you write on a piece of paper, Baruch Rachmana Lord Shahad. You wrote the bracha and you used the kinnah. Right? Am I allowed to erase it or not?
So kinoi uchara, according to say the shach.
But I think the context defines the kinoi as a shem hashem. So if I write the bracha in the context, if I write the kinoi on paper in the context of a greater thing, which is
Right. Blessed be God, the Creator.
Right. So would that be a...
And then, according to Shach, you erase
VOD.
Then Shach says you can erase.
So even though it's in the context of the bracha, that you wrote it down.
Right. And therefore it's a bracha also. But Lemaisa, it's not Shem Hashem.
Okay.
Right, so you need Shem Hashem or a Kinui. So Kinui is good enough to make, because we're not saying the Kinui is Shem Hashem. We're saying you need Shem Hashem, but a Kinui is good enough to make the bracha into a bracha, but it's still not... But the Kinui is still not Shem Hashem. So it's good enough to kick off to shaft the bracha to be a bracha, and a shvua to a shvua, and therefore a bracha of a batala to a bracha of a batala.
No, but then, let's stop there. Say it's not a bracha of a batala. It can make it a bracha. But how can it be a batala? It's not Shem Hashem.
Because it's a Kinui. A Kinui is good enough.
A bracha of a batala, but that's...
Because
Another guy just says the Shem Hashem, right? Do you say the Vada is the same Mister or two Mister, or two different Misturas?
The same Mister.
The same Mister.
Right.
Saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam is just... The Baruch Atah and the Melech Olam is peripheral. The Baruch Atah is that you said Hashem Elokim without a Baruch, without nothing.
But you still said a Shema. Even though you don't have a big drink in front of you, you still said a Shema.
No, so that I told you. That's not, like Yehuda said, that's not called a Shema.
So
Rabbi Kivega is saying, go slowly. Rabbi Kivega is saying that that you make a bracha with a kinoi, that's a bracha. So maybe it's a bracha of a tala, but even though a kinoi is not, that was the shayol, and Rabbi Kivega said. Manushach. If you can mochik it, then it's not Shem Hashem. Therefore, it's not a bracha matala. But the Gemara says beferish it counts for a bracha.
So you're along this and say no. So that's it makes it a halol shem bracha.
Right, it makes it a bracha.
But then you take it one step more and then say, and therefore it's Shem Hashem like Avigdol Sista, or there's a new hakdara called bracha matala. Above and beyond Shem Hashem Levatala.
Right, which is like Shvuah, right, exactly.
It's a separate thing. But even though it's part of the same Lofisa.
Right, but it's a separate thing.
That Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, Hashem Levatala is different than just saying Hashem Elokeinu Levatala.
Right.
Like Mehefi Casey, that's it.
Because you're saying a Sheva, when you're saying the Baruch, you're saying a complete sentence.
Right, so understand.
And if you want to see the Chas of Sofer inside, it's on page 12. The Shirk is quoting the Chas of Sofer. More, it is Shvur B'Shem Eichim, B'Shem Matzke Hashem, B'Lashon HaKodesh, B'Lashon Achet. Because, and last three lines. These are the whole Sofer Bracha, also Lom Mabrich Rechmanam, Mal Mara Da Alma. Zeh HaVinami Bracha Levatola, Kumal Vokeinu Melech Olam.
That's the name of Hashem.
So that's Rabbi Kivega, and that's the problem is that There's a sefer, the Netziv quotes on the sefer Birkas Moshe, which Moshe Shapiro helped me find. On page 18, Harav Agoin, Rav Moshe Kerner. And he says, on the top line, on page 19, Kro Agoin, Moshe Sefer, Yarech Yabba Mokizem Mamochto, Bekal Kalish Pressburg, Hashem, I am, you know, Yosef Shavuz, Hiti Lulay, Hashem, yep. Shasa Allah, Maisa Pamacha, Sikra Mikra, Lotahora Haisa, Halavana. It was a Maisa with the Lavana. Vaya Korom is man, Dalad Yud, Da Yomim, you see? Da Yomim. It was 14 days. Kessi and Shos, Fish, Zerivov, Kessi Chalokim. The Shah, Pasach Omar, the Chassan Sefer, Brich Rachmano, Hashem B'marom, Ha'isi Ach Sameach. So this is the famous Kasha. So you see the Chassan Sefer did it. So that's the Kasha that developed this tumbling. Here, look at page 20. One of them is Chassan Sofer. Sha'avan Umda is in the stopping low Brichas Alavana, who bear Brich Rachmanu Malka, the Omach and the Maro. The Induce Zoshal and Saving Brichas Moshe to Muad Mode, the Chassan Sofer Asmo, the Hindush of Reish the Dorim, Chassan Lahedya. The whole Sufik Brach is also Lom Rabrik Rachmana. The Zavidam Rachel Allah told him, Kein Echasa HaChasam Sofer Maisa Listor. Uvashut Sitzeliezer, Hei Mitru Vosso Sol Adri Velts. Shetama Mizos, Vachasam Loma, Shavadai Chazaba, Shavavadai Chazaba, Chasam Sofer Meheroso, Bapam Machas Amar, Zia. Vigam Tamidol Godin, Shachasam Marim Shik, Meib, Shekein Shama Gam Hu, Shadavad Allah Elizabeth. He gives you eitzes, but he doesn't say this eitzah.
You know
where he was quoted from. Rabbi Yaffel Chiyach said, "I saw the day when my self feel pamachas kazos." Shem Shavosu Shana Vosu Chodesh Kosm Hazotzu Gudul of Dorm. There was the year that sefer in the Dorm is written. Mogila Daito Shosul Varech, right? Vosu Shana Vosu Chodesh Asmo. That Siva Tavkuf Pevav made a Birkas Moshe, Shodil Lo Chatzim Sof, because there's a Birkas Du Sechare, same year. Rudova Zelo, Yalamdu Hahi Goyon. So it's a problem. Vashadu, the Avon Tavkuf Sof, the Birkas Du Sechare, the Kiva Post, Have shalom of over shall suffic edu shoko. Vachra halacha, dote lechi of bracha, rotel afuki davshim le sveka, bachel rafka de milso, yomer ha bracha medusach brich rachmana. Zem siyashev, the soifer, yourself, shavi maise rav, from the Shumas Hadeshin, shekein heinu tamiduk, shekara bno betchilam sefer Torah, but his son got the aliyah. So the bar mitzvah. But the Trubas Hadeshin, son, Shehizchil Baruch Hu Omar Brich Rachman Malka the Olma the Ara Shep Tarani Mi Onshol Shol Zeh. That was a question whether you... Right, but the Gerar people, you go to bar mitzvah in Chaim Berlin, the father gets up and says, Baruch Atah Ken Moch Olam, Shepterani Mil Shol Shol Zeh. Chazim Sefer Nal Nover Zeh Nelo Ben Achronim, Shepilpul Zeh Zeh. Put it past Sefer Zeh Bezmanim. He lo Yerodim Divrei Rishonim, Hayu Chozrim Behem. Chayim Maisa Barav from the Stipler, Shana came to Sofik Brichas HaTorah. When there was a Sofik Brichas HaTorah, he would do Brich Rachmanim. So he says, sometimes when the Ikara did is a certain way, and there's something, then you could say the Brich Rachmana because the Ravcha de Milsa. But when it's a real suffix and it's really not so so partial, then so that's his yishuv. Meitav shalom gam kel yashad das chasim tov. Dibrochnan. Taitu ber mokum suffix mamish ein levarch brach brich rachmana. Nachem emaisa shahayel frey chasim tov. Save because Moshe pamach sikra mikro lo tahora. I saw the vado vayakarav lizman dalad yom. Yeah, pasuk for Omar. There in the heim dim kainim divrei eduso. He said, well, then we put together everything we learned. The same for Yeshua. The car of the Chetzi Chodesh, Imalavana, page 22. You don't see it, but you see the shine. He says you can be Kaddish. Why can't I say no Acharach from God? So it could be, in other words, he held Be'ikra Din, Chasim Sof, like the Sefer Yeshua, and that was probably the case, that he made it. And he held Be'ikra Din like the Sefer Yeshua. Al-Afu B'Nafshi Misfeka, Be'ikra Yechachmana. The Ulai Lodira came to Daza Chasim Sof, and I got the Shud, because the Chama Shem Yishuv Likar Bein Ein Levar Chalel Yishuv Ev Shalom and the Maisa Ba'Ofen Acha, you know, maybe there's, or maybe Fakir like this Kan Aaron, you could see the Levana but you couldn't see clearly Lidya Didan Yim Kvar Omen Acha Sof Kiddush Levana B'Zman Shach Kras Apost Kiv Shem Levar Chalel Face Kazos Dira Api Anal Duvadin B'Din Nandi Yishvachos Shem Ein Levar Chalel. But he thinks that if it really is, if it's really over, when it's over, it's over. Yeah. But this is an interesting, the sphere in the Chasam Sofer, the question, okay, you could still, there's a Pnei Yeshua here also. Pnei Yeshua is the one on page 8 who permits this. Olam is read in Pluvot Saposim Sovek Brochus. He says a fascinating thing. Avukuli Avam Yolekel Shum. The only question is whether you're Mechuyev. But he says, Avukuli Avam Yolekel Shum Yisura, Miachzov Yivar, Mishum Brochus Eid Tzricha. Tezik Shekeinu, Dlekel Meim Nasov Yimei Levarach, Oso Levarach. Havadi Leisa, Avukuli Avam Yochel Levarach, Melos Kodos Hashem, El Beloshen Targum. V'chai Gavra Lo Shaykh Yisura V'lo Sisa. V'hoch Yotza Shapir Yidei Bracha. So he says that you never violate Lo Sisa the Shach, the Ashkagim, but you still Yotza the Bracha. You burn the Raya, the Amr B'rich Rachmanu. Hain Haskar Sashem, V'kei Hoch Adam L'kul Yama, Hain Nishmait Matzalim B'rich Rachmanu. So El Akorcha Kin Frishis, Ikin Ploy En El Anin Chiv, of Tur. But he said to say the bracha, if you, Malcolm Suffolk, if you want to say it, you could say it.
Even by Suffolk or Shogun?
Yeah, that's what he holds. But don't just do it without Shem Hashem. So he says, so the Pnei Yeshua is the one who holds this is a good mahalach. Shem Hashem is a good bracha, but it's the rich rachmana, and it won't be a lot of. This is not Shem Hashem. Just like so, he says it, and then we have the steer in the Pesach Sofer, and then this famous Shuvas Rabbi Kivega. That's like the beginning. That you have to know. Then you want to fall for more, you can fall for more. But if you don't know the truth of Rabbi Kivega, then But that's the Pnei Yeshua. But I asked Rabbi Bari yesterday, but he's I don't think he's into any of this. So I asked him about the saying from the Gemara. He wasn't into it. I asked him about the Brachachman, I think. Rechabad, I'm not sure. I think I wrote it down after Chef. But that I'm not sure what he said. But because it's not a, you know. And Yosef Jekatilia, he said, the Mishnah brought out the Paschal that way, so he wasn't into the Rav Yosef Jekatilia. He wasn't into Rav Chaim Sanzer either. He was noted to say, like the Magen Avraham, that on the Lechatchil level, unless it's a Shasat Kaf, that you should really only make it if you know the Levada will be Begula till the end of the bracha. I don't know. I'm more into the Yavis.
The Yavis is the
So, but this is a fascinating discussion. Okay, you know, you still right. You have to work out if is it taka stira, is not a stira, etc. But this is a very, you know, broad discussion. It's not only. But the most important thing is you have to see the notes are chesed on Pirkei Avos. Those that weren't here. What?
Yesterday.
From yesterday. And those that weren't here, you have to see what he wrote in Pirkei Avos.
Is it back in yesterday?
Yes. So those that weren't here yesterday, I'm whetting your appetite. See, but we welcome back all the people that we haven't seen in the recent past. We welcome them back. And as Hashem, should continue. Hashem. No, give up.